MoneyWeb now on the money.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Nerina Fisser, Director at ETF SA. Nerina, always appreciate the early morning time. Tomorrow is budget. The minister will take money out of our pocket all over the place, levies and increases and everything else. Some spaces he might give us money back. Let's start with tax-free. We've got two limits there. The annual limit of 36,000, it's been unchanged for 5 years. Do you think the minister could give us a small jump? I know Old Mutual's saying, make it 40,000, please, Mr. Minister.
Morning, Simon. I certainly do hope he would do this. You know, it was introduced 11 years ago at an annual limit of 30,000. We were there for 2 years. It then increased to 33 for another 3 years. And it's now been 6 years at 36,000. Come on. We can do this. Personally, the numerologist just in me doesn't quite like the number 40 for the simple reason that it's not
divisible.
Divisible by 12. I certainly would like to see something that you know, that really allows people to do that regular monthly contribution. Yeah. So, you know, but 42 is too low. I'd say, come on, let's go for 48 or 60,000. That certainly would be a really nice boost.
100%. 60 would be epic. And the key thing with this is it doesn't cost the minister anything because this is post-tax money. It'll cost him one day when we take the money out, but there will be no hit to Treasury for the 26-27 fiscal year.
Yeah. So, Simon, the only immediate hit in the current fiscal year would be the lack of the dividend withholding tax and tax on interest. So those do accrue in the current year, but those are relatively small amounts, and it certainly is not going to dent the fiscus if they allow that. And I think a lot more important is that it creates an environment where people are incentivized to save, to invest, to grow their own personal assets, so that in future, at that later date, they are less dependent on the state. You know, the statistics around savings rates in South Africa remain shockingly low, and a relatively small proportion of people who actually have, never mind enough in retirement, but even any form of retirement savings, is really quite alarming. And those all end up ultimately, you know, sort of to be taken care of by the state. Yeah. We have more people in South Africa getting grants than there are taxpayers. So from that perspective, so if I was to put on my finance minister hat, I would look at that and say, let me incentivize people and see if we can actually reduce that dependency on grants by actually allowing us a relatively modest increase in this tax-free savings limit every year.
Yeah, I take your point on that. Lifetime limits, it's been 500,000 since day one. I mean, that's a bit moot because we're not yet budging, nudging up against it, but we're going to be there in a few years' time. 2-3 years, we're at the 500,000. And as someone pointed out to me over the weekend, you know what, there's been inflation since it was introduced in 2015. Does that ever change, or does the minister say that 500,000 is all you're going to get?
You know what, Simon, if we look to the British example, because we got these tax-free savings accounts originally from the ISA, the individual savings accounts that they have in the UK. And it was introduced very much in a similar basis, relatively modest annual limits, relatively modest annual lifetime contribution limits. And these have also been increased quite dramatically. Currently in the UK, that sits at £20,000 per year. For many people, that's even beyond what they could reasonably sort of be expected to invest. So I do think increasing the annual contribution is important. The lifetime one, I think, is more of a psychological sort of limit. I often hear people sort of say, oh, no, let me not do too much because I'm going to go over my lifetime limit. And you're right. It is a moot point because we know we're near it and we can't reach it until our annual allowance actually allows us to get there. But, you know, it's going to make absolutely zero difference to the fiscus if he was to increase that to, say, R1 million as a lifetime limit. But it would create a psychological boost in terms of, wow, there's so much more that I can do in this space.
And to other point, and of course, take pressure off Treasury when it comes to retirement time. Regulation 28 limits there at 27.5% or 350,000, lesser of whichever it is. But here, this does reduce tax receipts. It has unchanged is it unchanged in a decade? And I'm thinking we're not going to see a tweak here.
Probably not. You know, where we did see a tweak in recent years was when you retire from your retirement
Yes.
savings, that the tax-free portion was increased by 10% from 500 to 550,000, and with some increases in the bands around that as well. So we did see that relief in terms of the contribution limits. Quite right, if they were to or if our tax deductible limits, I should rather say, if they do increase that, that will have a specific impact on the fiscus. So that would not be an area that I would look for or expect relief this time round. I would rather like to see certainly things like, for example, the capital gains tax-free limit, the interest that you can earn, because those have not been changed for the longest time. You know, capital gains tax limits were last increased to the current 40,000 in 2016, so 10 years ago. And the interest, my goodness, that dates back to 2013. So the 23,800 rand of interest that we can earn on which we don't pay tax, that has not been increased. And you're right, inflation is the one aspect. The nominal value of these percentages that we often sort of throw around just means that bracket creep, that inflation creep, and so on have not kept up with it. And again, I do think that is something that would give a great message to savers, to investors, and incentivize and encourage to actually just save more for themselves.
Yeah, it's that tax by stealth. We'll leave it there. Nerina Visser, Director, ETFSA, always appreciate the insights. And that's our poll today, LinkedIn and Twitter. Do you think the minister's going to change some limits? Certainly, I would like it. 60,000, yeah, that would be a good number. Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.